Straight Line. Can I help you?
Is Bonnie in?
Speaking.
Hey, Bonnie. My name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm one of the senior underwriters here at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
You want the real answer or the sales answer?
No, I can read between the lines. Well, I hope it doesn't have anything to do with our account.
No, it's extremely busy.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, give me a second. It's good. It's just very, very busy, to be honest.
Okay. So, what do you need from me still?
I have a few. I don't need anything from you. I just had a few questions to go over your business. So hopefully, we could get this done. And you're a granite company, correct?
Yeah.
Stone company. That's actually my background, by the way.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah, I used to be on the sales side. I manage the relationships for some people you actually probably buy equipment from. We do the financing for Regent Stone Products, Braxton Bragg, Global Equipment Group, PB Marble Services. We finance a tremendous amount of bridge saws, CNC machines, polishing machines, water filtration.
Oh, uh-huh.
So yeah, that's kind of our niche and what I developed here. I actually have just got off the line with the son of a customer who's actually very close to you guys. He's in San Leandro. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Half hour away.
Yeah, we finance a CNC firm. So, can you tell me, the notes that I have were that you're looking for a truck. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We're looking for a new truck because ours is ready to fall apart. We actually have two trucks, but we need one desperately.
Okay.
And we have to modify it to, you know, be able, you know, like to make it a, what did he say? You just have to modify it in order to hold stone in our equipment.
Gotcha. Is there any other equipment you're looking for besides that?
No, but we are trying to just get up to speed and buy new, well, equipment, not any stone equipment, I mean, no large pieces, but, you know, new grinders, what are they called, A-frames.
Yep.
You know, that kind of stuff that goes with, you know, along with the fabrication of stone, but not no saws or polishing, you know, big stuff like that. Just so we can get some new stuff to keep going strong. We've gotten really busy now.
Hold on 1 second. I'm putting in. Give me a second.
Nora text.
Hi, I'm sorry about that. So, how much does the truck cost?
We haven't done that much research, but I'm guessing we did a little bit. One guy did a little bit when I was out on vacation, and he thought about $25,000, and then another $5,000 to modify it.
Okay. So, hold on, $25,000 and then another $25,000 to modify it?
No, another $5,000 to modify it.
Oh, another $5,000 to modify it. Okay. And then I think one of the things that, you know, just to go over your personal credit, it seems like you've been hit pretty hard by a company called Midland Funding related to a Chase Bank line of credit. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then also an HSBC Bank, correct?
Right.
Okay. What happened there? I know there's some pretty big accounts that went past due. Did you guys have some trouble in the business? Was it just the economy? What happened?
Yeah, it was the economy back in 2009, 2010, so we just didn't pay it.
Okay. Things happen.
Things happen. I'm on a payment plan with another Midland account.
Gotcha. Cool. All right. So regarding the equipment financing, we have, and do you have a pen handy?
I do.
Okay. So we have two very, very different programs. Most of our customers use both. So I want to walk you through both programs, give you how they work, and then take the time to answer any questions you have. So one product we have is called an equipment finance agreement or an equipment loan, essentially, or an equipment lease to own. Essentially, that's when you're purchasing an asset, such as a truck or piece of equipment, and getting a monthly payment against that. Terms go usually 2 to 5 years. It's a fixed payment, fixed monthly payment, and it's secured against that specific piece of that specific asset.
Okay.
The other product we have is called a working capital loan. Are you familiar with this product by any chance?
No, not really.
Okay. So a working capital loan is a very, very different product. It's basically used by business. It's a cash loan that's not based on collateral. There's a UCC placed on the business, but essentially we're looking at cash flow to justify the loan. This loan does not go under personal credit. It goes under business credit, and it's used by businesses that are growing, but because of just the general economy, find it pretty, pretty hard to access funds, let alone unsecured funds. Now, we're lending not so much on credit, but overall on the cash flow of the business. In terms of your business, I've got two approvals for you here. With the equipment, I don't think we'd have a problem. The only question I'd have is, your tax liens, are you on a payment plan?
Yes.
Okay. So the next step on the working capital, that would be a cash loan if you could use the funds to grow your business. To give you an idea of the numbers you'd be looking at about $120,000, up to $120,000. And you could use, the reasons people use it are three. One is just overall growth. The other is you're in the stone industry. So I guess the question I'd ask you is, where do you buy stone from?
We buy it from, but what we don't do is we don't buy it to sell. We get it after the customer chooses it, and then we pay for it with their money that we got from the contract. So we're not keeping an inventory up here.
You have a separate like yard where someone will go to a different business to select their stone, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I guess the question I'd ask you is besides the truck, and the next step on this truck is for you to actually find a truck that you want. In terms of the way that financing works, generally we can pay a vendor for the full cost. We generally cannot roll in, like, if you're going to pay like a separate, if the company that's going to do the work on the truck is the same that's selling it to you, generally you can roll that financing in. If it's a separate like subcontractor, generally you'd have to pay for that out of pocket. It can't be rolled into that financing. But I guess the question I'd ask you is, would a line of credit or cash up to $120,000, could you use that money? Could you grow your business?
Yes.
What will you use that for?
We don't need that much.
Okay.
I'm thinking total possibly, depending on what the finance charges, of course, are. I'm thinking maybe, let's see, probably $40,000.
What would you use these funds for?
We would, like I said, this is total. This would be... say the 30 for
the... Oh, no, discount off the truck cost. This is a completely separate program.
Oh.
So this is a cash loan program that you've also been approved
okay.
for.
So probably just $10,000-$15,000. Just
okay.
To buy a small product, like I told you, the A-frames. And they're not, you know, stuff like that isn't cheap. A-frames for the truck, for outside, grinders, supplies that we just haven't been able to buy because we don't have the extra funds.
Okay, so when it actually comes to those pieces of equipment, A-frames, grinders, we consider them traditionally equipment assets. They have a value. So you could finance those on an equipment finance agreement. I'll take a look, but generally, I think doing that under working capital probably wouldn't be the best fit. The reason a working capital loan works is this. So I'll get, you know, it's basically, can you take cash and use it effectively to grow your business? You don't carry a lot of inventory, but it could be used to hire a new salesperson. It could be used to catch up on bills. It could be used to pay off your tax lien. There's a variety of different factors it could be used for. What I'd like you to do is this. I'm going to kind of double check and make sure if we can or cannot roll the financing for the other truck into. The next step there is actually to find out, you know, someone who sells that truck and get a quote so I can have my boss review it. But
okay.
I would actually, you know, the numbers that I have you approved for, it's a great product. It's a cash loan that you could fund by tomorrow. It's $120,000. Obviously, we don't want someone to borrow this money unless they have a real need for it. But often business owners, they're not really given the opportunity to even get this product. So can you kind of marinate on those ideas and see if there's any use for those funds? And I'll circle back for you a little later today.
Yeah, I'll talk to my bookkeeper. She's in today, and we can maybe put a list together of things that we definitely can catch up on.
Okay, great. I'll be circling back to you a little later today.
Okay. And should I find out we found a truck somewhere that we liked. I don't know the cost of it yet. We just kind of saw it on a lot, liked it. Should I do some research and see what that would cost?
Yeah, absolutely. I would go so much as to get a quote or an invoice so we can actually see the asset.
Okay. Very good. Okay, Ruben, I'll see what I'll have some information for you later today. If you can call me, where are you calling from? What city?
San Diego, California.
Right. Okay. Yeah, if you can call me like between 2 and 3, something like that, I'll be able to have some information for you.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.